RTE Radio 1 Sport with Kia. Going electric? Plug into the new Kia Ceed SW plug-in hybrid.
Kia. Movement that inspires.
Ready to roll now with the big reveal on day two of the championship draw. Here's Darren Frehill.
Good morning, Mary. Well, Leinster football and hurling is our focus this morning for our championship draws. Hurling coming up after the news at 8:30, but right now, football takes centre stage. A reminder, we're not only on the radio, you can also watch coverage of this draw on the RTE News channel. Not too many surprises in Leinster in recent years. In fact, let's be honest, it's been pretty much one-way traffic for the last decade or so. I'm joined here in studio for the draw by Pat Tehan. Pat is the chair of Leinster GAA. This morning we have the draw for the first round and the quarterfinals of the competition. The semi-final draw will take place once these games are completed in the summer. So we've 11 counties in the bowls in front of Pat, and they'll learn their fate this morning with the help of three bowls. In bowl one, we have seven teams: Carlow, Louth, Longford, Offaly, Wexford, Westmeath and Wicklow. Six of these will play in the first round. One will get a bye to the quarterfinal. In bowl two, we have four semi-finalists from last year: Dublin, Kildare, Leash and Meath. These teams will go straight through to the quarterfinals this time around. But let's start with the first round games. And Pat, could you proceed with the draw? Maybe give them one final swirl for me there, please. This is our first round. These are knockout. There's no second chance. Once you're beaten, you are out of Championship 2021. Who have we got, Pat?
Offaly
in first round. Offaly, very close to your own heart there, Pat.
Keep an eye on that.
Keep an eye on them. Great tradition and doing great work at the minute under John Mohan. Offaly, who will they play in round one?
On Lou.
Louth, Mickey Hart. We'll be taking on Offaly and John Mohan in round one. I know there'll be a lot of interest in that tie. It's going to be a hard one to call, actually, between those two. Second round game, or first round game,
Kilvontong, Wicklow.
Wicklow are out next. One of the very few teams yet to win a provincial title. Doing great work behind the scenes there. I know they're really developing their underage.
Loughgorman.
And they will play Wexford. That's a bit of a local derby there, the two W's, Wicklow and Wexford. We have one more first round game now. This is game C.
Carlock.
Carlow are in there. Two teams left. One will get a bye, but who will be playing in the first round?
And Longford.
And they will be playing Longford. Okay, so we'll move on to the next stage of our draw. We'll have those first round games. Will you place that last county remaining into that bowl and into bowl three, and they'll contain the other first round winners. What happens next is the semi-finalists from last year in bowl two will be drawn with those in bowl three to determine the four quarterfinals. Sounds a little bit complicated, I promise you it's not. We will be very simple as we go along. Pat, maybe can you draw first from bowl two? This will be the teams that got to the semi-finals last year, and they get biased to the quarter-finals. Kildare are out first, so that's our first quarter-final, and they will play
round 1A.
So round 1A, that's the winner of Offaly and Louth. Kildare will play the winner of Offaly and Louth. Kildare last winners in 2000. Next out.
Ahatlia.
Dublin, they will play in quarter-final B. 10 in a row in terms of Leinster Championships. And they will play
round 1B.
So round 1B, that is the winner of Wicklow and Wexford. Dublin, the kingpins at the minute. They'll be away for that one, will they, Pat?
They'll be in a new, it won't be in Croke Park.
It won't That's be in Croke, okay. Next Leash. Out we have Leash. This is quarterfinal C. You're not giving too much away on his path this morning. I'm going to push you harder shortly.
Irvine.
Westmeath. Leash and Westmeath. That's actually another local derby and a really tight one. We've got one more quarter final left. Just two teams left in the bowl.
On V.
We have Meath. They are the finalists from last year. Second most successful team in Leinster. And they will play, just
round
to confirm,
one,
the winner of Carlow and Longford. I'm going to recap on that draw for our listeners and our viewers at home. In the first round, round one, we have Offaly and Louth. The winner there will play Kildare in the quarterfinal. We have Wicklow and Wexford. The winner there will play the Dubs, not in Croke Park, according to Pat. In the third quarterfinal, we have the third first round game. We have Carlow and Longford. The winner will play Meath, and we have Laois against Westmeath as well in the quarterfinals. The Dubs, they'll be on the road maybe for their first encounter. What about a potential Leinster semi-final? Will you take them out of Croke Park as well?
We'll see when the draws are made, Darren.
Pat, you're giving me absolutely nothing here this morning. No scoop, no?
No.
Let's talk to Kevin McStay. He joins us on the line. Kevin, what are your general thoughts about that Leinster draw? Anything stand out for you?
Well, the awfully loud game, I'm not sure it's so much in terms of football, but certainly in the personalities of the managers, John Mahan teeing up with Mickey Hart, that'll be interesting, and as I think you said it, hard to call that one from this distance. Other than that, Darren, it's very hard to get overly excited at the moment about the Leinster Championship draw. Unfortunately, it's Dublin and the rest, isn't it?
Well, it is. It would appear to be that way. Dublin, have they any Achilles heel at all that maybe some teams can take hope from, Kevin?
Oh, gee, it's impossible to see beyond them in Leinster again this year. Just looking at their numbers last year, they played 3 matches in Leinster, Darren. Average score for 2 goals and 21. That's 27 points. Average score against 9 points. Average winning margin, 2 goals and 12. That's 18 points. They're just monstrous numbers, huge numbers. And it's a seeded draw, as you know. The 4 semi-finalists go into the opening bowl, the first bowl. So once that happens, the expectation is those 4 will repeat. And that's the way I see it at the moment as well, that they'll very much be the 4 that will come through again, most likely into the semi-finals when we have the next part of the draw. So, yeah, it's very hard to see it. You can only shout, say, to the teams against them. You're looking for a bit of improvement. Can they improve on the numbers I've just mentioned there? Could they win the first half of a match? Could they win the second half of a match? That's sort of an objective. Impossible to see anybody beating Dublin at this stage.
Okay, the draw for those semi-finals will be met at later. Just finally and briefly, if you don't mind, Kevin, in terms of a second best team there in Leinster at the minute?
I think Kildare and Meath would be the two I'd be looking at. Even the Westmeath gave a very decent performance, gave the best performance of anybody in Leinster last year. But I think Kildare under Jack O'Connor and Meath, who have been improving, even though they got an awful walloping in the final. They'd be the two I'd be looking at.
Kevin, great talking to you as always. Looking forward to getting back into the thick of the live action with you in a couple of weeks' time as well. That is your draw. Remind you, the Leinster Hurling draw is coming up after the news at 8:30, and then Marty Morrissey will have the Ulster Football Championship draw on the 6-1 news. Back shortly.